We're going to also be introduced in this chapter to plural nouns. So we've learned that the German word for the can be masculine, feminine, neuter, or now you'll learn it can be plural. So the masculine word for the that we've met so far is der. The feminine version of the is die. The neuter version of the is das. And to indicate plural, like the cats, I would say die Katzen, die. We've also learned about the article a. If you want to say a in a masculine form, you'd say ein. If you want to say a in a feminine form, you'd say eine. And in a neuter form, it would be ein. So for the, it would be der Mann. For the feminine, die Frau, the woman. And for neuter, it would be the child, das Kind. Now, the plurals are all the same. Die Männer, die Frauen, die Kinder. There's no differentiation between the genders there for the plural. It's all just die. Same thing for a. If I wanted to say a man, I would say ein Mann or eine Frau, a woman, or ein Kind, a child. Notice there's no plural of a. Can't have a's. So plural nouns in German are formed in different ways. For example, der Mann, you put an umlaut over the A and add ER, die Männer. Die Frau becomes die Frauen, the women. Das Kind, die Kinder. Die Katze, die Katzen. Die Abteilung, die Abteilungen. Und das Gespräch, the conversation, die Gespräche. Plurals are formed in different ways. Like I said, sometimes we put an umlaut on it, sometimes we add an en, sometimes an e, but you'll get more familiar with those as time goes on.